And we get your emails, and we'll read a few to Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com as we are heading for record hits on their website, folks. I need 500 of you in the next 5 minutes to go to criticalhealthnews.com and slam them. Just take a look at some of the things they're doing, criticalhealthnews.com. Do it from your smartphone. Do it from your tabletop or your desktop. And also the toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. We will be back with more health-related items with Doc Wallach and your calls on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you along with Doc Wallach this hour as we talk about your health, criticalhealthnews.com. Doc, I've got a slew of emails that have rolled in. I want to read off a couple of them for you. Tom's got texts and tweets, and then every phone line is lit here, so we'll get to the calls. Bob from Maryland writes, he just had a CT scan for calcium. Doctor said it is 1,700. He said 300 is considered high. What can he do to reduce his calcium score?
Okay, I'm assuming that's blood tests as well as tissue levels and that sort of stuff. When you have elevated blood calcium, that means your parathyroid glands, not your thyroid glands, your parathyroid glands are pulling calcium out of your bones because it perceives you're deficient in calcium. And so when you have high blood calcium, the first thing a doctor is going to say is, oh my gosh, you got to give up dairy, absolutely no supplementation with calcium in it, but it's wrong because your calcium's high because your parathyroid is pulling it out of your bones, contributing to osteoporosis. So what they really need to do is get rid of all the bad stuff so it can absorb properly, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, bran, oats, then take one healthy bone and joint pack per 100 pounds of body weight, throw in two bottles of the vitamin D3 capsule and take three twice a day, to maximize absorption of calcium and putting it in the proper places in the bones. Also, the MSM, one bottle per 100 pounds of body weight. Take three of those twice a day. It's a big bottle. And they're designed to support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, bone matrix, which is the sort of rebar, the bone that the minerals sit on. And it's equally important to stay away from the bad stuff so you can maximize absorption. And then, healthy bone and joint pack, one per 100 pounds of body weight, and this situation will go away. But the doctors will say, don't supplement with calcium, don't drink dairy because you get too much calcium. It's absolutely 100% wrong information.
And, of course, let's go to Vinny in New Jersey. Welcome to the program. Vinny, go ahead.
Hi, George. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing, Vinny. You're welcome.
Great. Dr. Wallach, I was just in the hospital two times in a month and a half, and they want to do surgery. I have diverticulitis, and they said that part of my intestines need to come out. Is there any way I could do or take some product to heal that?
This is your lucky day, Vinny. Okay.
Because and it's got to happen quick, Doc. Yeah. He's got surgery coming up.
Okay. Well, I would get another opinion, and I would delay surgery. When you have diverticulitis, irritable bowel syndrome, inflammatory bowel disease, Crohn's disease, colitis, ulcerative colitis, leaky gut syndrome, appendicitis, all this is caused by gluten damage to your intestines. It's given a different name in different locations, so different specialists get a chance of getting patients. When you look at all these different diseases, including diverticulitis, under the microscope, they're all the same disease. It's all damage to your intestines from gluten. No wheat, no barley, rye, and oats, no breakfast cereals, no pancakes, no waffles, no French toast, no hamburger buns, no wheat, barley, rye, and oats. You got to watch it because they put it in gravy. It's in dog food. There's the Kind bars out there in big letters. It says gluten-free on the kind of the graham cracker-sized Kind cracker, but then there's a bar kind of like a Baby Ruth bar. It says gluten-free, but the first ingredient is oats, and so that's a lie. Oats have gluten in them. You got to get rid of that. You take the healthy bone and joint pack, one per 100 pounds of body weight. A healthy bone and joint pack, one per 100 pounds of body weight. Stay away from the gluten, the wheat, bread, around oats. And
what about probiotics?
I would prefer to go with the ultimate enzymes. But you're right, you could do probiotics, both in the ultimate enzymes. Get a bottle of ultimate enzymes, which has a stomach acid in it. It's going to help you absorb things better and digest things better. So take one or two of those capsules, say 2 minutes before each meal. The probiotics, I like the root beer belly. It tastes like root beer floats, and it's got the probiotics in it. You can take two or three of those a day.
I've seen that. That's pretty neat.
Yes, it's a lot of fun.
What is wrong with the intestines or the colon or whatever?
What happens here is, again, those little finger-like villi that increase the absorptive surface of the small intestines go away because of irritation from the gluten protein. And then the lining of the small intestine turns into a smooth lining like a garden hose, but it's with scar tissue. So you cannot absorb things. And let me ask you a question. Do you have any skin issues like eczema, dermatitis, or psoriasis?
No, I don't. I also have, like, inner hemorrhoids. They said the bad cholesterol. They want to put me on statin drugs. I don't want that.
No statin drugs. Okay, now let's back up here. You say you have hemorrhoids. Do you have any varicose veins in your legs?
No.
But you have hemorrhoids. Do you have white or gray hair?
White.
How old are you?
I am 61.
61, yeah. So the same deficiency that causes white, gray, and silver hair is the same deficiency that causes hemorrhoids and varicose veins, and even more dangerous is aneurysms. You can get a ruptured aortic aneurysm or a ruptured aneurysm in your brain from that deficiency. So it's essential that you take these supplements and get rid of the bad stuff, the gluten, wheat, bran, rye, oats, fried foods, processed meats, and oils, so you can maximize absorption. And all of these intestinal problems go away.
All right, Vinny, and again, here's that phone number to call for assistance because there are people there taking notes from what Doc says. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Doc, you were just talking about deficiencies for hair. Tommy writes in, and he says, I remember hearing you and Doc Wallach talking about men with gray hair. They've got a copper deficiency. If you notice, the men who go gray early tend to keep their hair forever. Does that mean that they have an abundance of zinc? I'm thinning. What can I do?
Okay, well, to answer that question, get the book Rare Earths Been Cures. Go to Chapter 11. It tells you how to collect a hair sample, how to box it up, how to ship it. In 2 weeks, the lab will send you the results directly to you, so you don't have to go see a doctor to look at the results. First of all, the chapter 11 in that book, Rare Forbidden Cures, will show you how to tell if you're absorbing or not, because if you have white, gray, or silver hair, you're not getting enough copper, as you say. But just taking copper alone won't do it because you need all the other things, right? It's kind of like grandma's angel food cake recipe. If you just put honey in the cake pan, you're not going to get the angel food cake. You need all 34 ingredients. Same way here. But the hair color will come back, the hemorrhoids go away, the varicose veins go away, the aneurysms rebuild into normal artery walls. But you do need to take if you have white, gray, and silver hair, I would take the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, and then throw in an extra bottle of Osteo, and you're going to get the extra minerals. And it's just a magic thing.
You cracked me up at a health show a couple years ago, Doc, when we ran into a mutual friend of ours who owns a certain radio station, mm-hmm. and you looked at his hair and said, you've got a copper deficiency. And I just roared. When the way you did it was hilarious because he was, like, so taken back from it.
Yeah, well, see, doctors don't know anything about this. So and people think when you get gray hair, you're just aging. Because I see kids that are 10 years old with white hair. Okay, and it has to do with a deficiency and absorption problems because they're eating gluten for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And so, they need to clean up their diet, get rid of the bad stuff, supplement with all 90, and all this goes away. And when the gray hair goes back to your original color, blonde, red, brown, black, the veins in your legs heal, and varicose veins go away, the hemorrhoids go away, the aneurysms go away, and the wrinkles go away. So you look like if you're 70, you'll look like you're 40.
Let's go to Joe, Long Island, New York. Hey, Joseph, go ahead.
Hi, Doc. Recently, a billionaire Japanese guy booked a trip to go around the moon and paid for it. So if you were a consultant for the space program or the space tourism that might be coming up, I'll believe it when I see it, and assuming these people are off in space for about a week, what would you recommend for them?
People who are space travelers need the same 90 essential nutrients as everybody else, and so
maybe more so, Doc.
Exactly, yeah. All the stresses of what's going on. But I would give them the biggest hammer in our toolbox, which is the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, one per 100 pounds of body weight. I'd have them take the de-stress capsules and our Ultimate Niacin Plus, which helps with the metabolism of the brain. They need to have eggs. So they can maintain the brain properly so they don't get dementias. and that'll cover it for a couple of weeks space trip. But, you know, for long term, they need to throw in a few other things, such as MSM and vitamin D3 to make sure that their bones are doing good. And so
they're not getting sunlight, that's for sure.
Yep.
Let's go to Tom for a text and tweet. What do you got, Tommy?
From Susie in Fort Lauderdale, what does the doctor recommend for toenail health?
Toenail health. Interesting.
Okay. Well, toenail health is...
just don't bring up fungus toenails.
Yeah, toenail health has to do with the same as skin health, fingernail health, hair health. It's connective tissue. And so, again, I would go ahead and take one healthy brain and heart pack. That's their biggest hammer in the toolbox. Okay, one healthy brain and heart pack for 100 pounds of body weight. Get rid of all the bad stuff to maximize absorption. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, wheat, barley, and oats. Then I would also take in that MSM per 100 pounds of body weight, one bottle per month, which you'd be able to take six of those a day. It's a big bottle, two, three times a day or three twice a day. And the glucogel, go ahead and take five of those twice a day. That'd be one bottle a month. And if you weigh more than 150 pounds, I'd get two bottles, so you can take five, three times a day. And between the glucogel, the MSM, the vitamin D3, and all the minerals that are in that healthy brain and heart pack, you're going to have perfect Hollywood nails.
Let's go to Frank in Seattle. Welcome to the program. Frank, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi. I have a question about Dr. Wallach's tangy tangerine, because
sure.
It contains chondroitin. I have been diagnosed with osteopenia like 10 years ago, or actually in 2004, I should say. I had some fractures in vertebra in my middle back, and I also have compressed discs in L4, L5 region. And I wanted to rebuild that, and also have this basic multivitamin with chondroitin in it. But when I took chondroitin supplements with MSM and calcium and so on, in the past, I remember getting joint pain in my thumb.
Yes, well, you weren't getting a
finger.
If that's what you were taking, you're kind of thinking right, but you weren't getting a complete program. So it's imperative that you get rid of everything to maximize absorption. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, barley, and oats. You have to live like an Asian, live on rice and baked sweet potatoes, vegetables, fish, red meat, poultry, chicken, small amounts of the animal proteins. And then per 100 pounds of body weight, you want one healthy brain and heart pack per month. One healthy brain and heart pack per month. I would stay with the MSM. Our bottles are big, so you can take three of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight. The vitamin D3, three of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight. That's two bottles a month per 100 pounds of body weight. And then, again, absorption is maximum here. And your body, if you're absorbing, will repair all these fractures. The reason why you're getting these fractures is you're not absorbing nutrients. Let me ask you two quick questions. Do you have any ringing in your ears, tone or tinnitus in the ears?
No. And this was basically starting in 2004 that I had those fractures. In the meantime, I was able to do exercise and some supplementation and get back into the normal statistical range.
Yeah.
But it was borderline.
Yeah, exercise is not helpful when you have all these fractures. I would really stay away from that for a while. But do you have a tinnitus? Do you have that ringing in your ears?
No, I don't.
Okay, do you have any balance problems?
I'm worse than I was before.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so you have some osteoporosis of the skull as well as your vertebrae and your long bones and things like that. But this will all go away if you do as I suggested, because your body wants to heal itself, but it needs all the raw materials. You can't cherry-pick MSM and a few other things. You got to do the whole 90, and that way your body gets all the cofactors and everything to make all these nutrients work properly. But what you have is due to a gluten problem. You're not efficiently absorbing the nutrients, even if you're supplementing. You're not what you supplement with. You're not what you eat. You are what you absorb. So it's imperative to get rid of all the bad stuff so you can maximize absorption. Then you're going to get the results you're looking for.
Doc, why do so many people have bad backs?
Okay, well, you have to
appreciate
that there's so many muscles attached to your back to make you stand up straight, to bend over, to turn right and left, and so forth, to lift things. And the disc between the vertebrae require an enormous amount of nutrition. The nerves and the spinal cord require an enormous amount of nutrition. And so when you're deficient in these things, are you going to find a problem first in your little toe or your back? You're going to find the problem first in your back. And you have to appreciate nutritional minerals do not occur in a uniform blank around the crust of the earth. They occur in veins like chocolate and chocolate ripple ice cream. So there are some places, it could be like these Texas counties next door to each other. One county is loaded with these minerals, and so people have strong bones and strong discs and strong backs and legs and arms and shoulders and rotator cuffs, good dental issues. And in the next county over, everybody there is lined up every morning to the orthopedic surgeon's office because everybody's got a back problem because of the difference in the mineral levels of the soil.
Let's go to Pat in Ormond Beach, Florida now. Hi, Pat. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing.
I have had localized scleroderma, and I'm wondering if they have made any strides in what causes it.
Yes.
How to treat it. And
okay. Let me ask you a couple of quick questions here. How old are you?
73.
Okay. And how much do you weigh?
180.
Okay. If you're 5'3 and you're 180, you're about, I'd say, 60, 70 pounds overweight. We've got to work on that.
No, I'm 5'7.
Oh, okay. I thought you said 5'3.
I did too.
No. Okay.
So, at any rate, do you have any ringing in your ears?
No.
Do you have any balance problems?
Occasionally.
Okay. Let's see here. And the scleroderma, do you have any respiratory stuff? Do you have any, like, COPD or dry, unproductive coughing?
No.
Do you have any hiccups?
No.
Okay. All right. Any blood pressure or diabetes?
No blood pressure problem, but I was on diabetic medication, but now it's being controlled by diet and exercise.
Okay. All right. So what I want you to do at 170 pounds, get rid of all the bad stuff, the fried foods, the processed meats, the oils, the glutens, wheat, barley, rye, oats, and sugar, because when you have plaque psoriasis, when you have scleroderma, you have keratosis, you have eczema, rosacea, all those kind of things, these are caused by deficiency of a specific nutrient, a single nutrient. And you're always deficient in it, even though you're supplementing with it or eating it because of gluten problems. It's a big, clumsy molecule, very difficult to absorb. So you got to get rid of all the bad stuff, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, barley, rye, oats, no sugar. And then at 170 pounds.
180, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, 180 pounds. I want you to take two healthy brain and heart packs a month, a full dose of everything twice a day. Get that MSM, so get one bottle a month of MSM, so you can take six of those a day, two, two, and two, or three and three. Vitamin D3, three of those twice a day, that's two bottles a month. And let's see, I think that is going to get you where you want to be.
And again, Pat, if you missed the information, because the doc rattles it off, call 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. The website, criticalhealthnews.com. I want 500 people to hit that website right about now. We'll be back with final calls with Doc Wallach in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And we'll be back in a moment with Doc Wallach, our final segment from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to. Keep it. Go to it often. Also, the toll-free number you can always call for assistance, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Next hour, we're going to be talking about animal communications. If you have a pet, you know just how real that really is. And, of course, intuition. We'll be talking about that as well next hour on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back. George Norrie with you. Our final segment with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. Let's go right to the phones just because the clock is ticking, ticking, ticking. Joel in Fort Lauderdale, Florida is with us. Hi, Joel. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Always a pleasure to be on the show.
Thank you, sir.
Doc Wallach, I had a question for you. It's about my cat. I know you don't get calls like this, but you are a veterinarian, and it's troublesome. The cat's about 11 years old, and it's getting a reoccurring sinus issue where its nostrils are getting filled up with mucus and snot, and it's sneezing, and it can't breathe through its nose. And it only happened starting about 2 years ago. The cat's about 11 years old. It's a female, and the only thing that gets rid of it is Convenia, which is, an antibiotic. And
okay, well, let's stop there. Let's stop there. Okay. Are you feeding the cat dry cat food?
No, wet.
Okay. And how much does the cat weigh?
5.6 pounds.
Okay, 5.5 pounds, essentially. All right, well, what I would do is get the Arthrodex, which is our crystalline supplement for carnivores, including dogs and cats and that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's right. You have pet supplements.
Oh, yeah, we have a whole line, yeah. George. It's called For Tails Only. Okay. And so it comes in a canister, and it's a scoop for 20 pounds of body weight. So it'd be a quarter of a scoop in the cat's food. And then also the secret for the upper respiratory issues, the sinuses and the nasal passage and everything, you want to get our EFA pluses. It's actually the omega-3s from fish. And cats love this product because they love the fish taste. And so I would give that cat two of those a day. So you go through a bottle a month, okay, for that cat. And you can go ahead and puncture them and squeeze the contents on the cat food. The cat will love it, won't reject it, because, again, it tastes like fish. And then don't forget that quarter of a scoop of the Arthrodex crystals, and the cat will be a new cat.
I've had one cat in my life, Doc, and I was doing an event at the time, Ralston Purina. Mm-hmm. And I was a keynote speaker, and they had a little kitty that they had there as part of their program. And they didn't know what to do with it. They were going to get rid of it. And I said, I'll take it. I mean, I had three kids at home, and sure. Brought them home, and they loved this thing. They called it Patches. And it lived for about 15 years. Is that a pretty good lifespan for a cat, 15?
Yeah, cats live 15 years and longer. They can go 15, 18 years. And if you don't have any other pets there, they think they're human. And so they'll participate in a lot of things that you do.
I'm a dog guy mostly, but this was a cute little kit.
Mm-hmm.
It really
Patches.
Is. Patches, that's right. Next up, whose turn is it? It's Joe in Boston. Hey, Joseph, go ahead.
Good morning, George. Good morning, Doc. Thank you for taking my calls.
Hi,
I have
Joe.
Two questions, a quick one. Is for me with my airway, which I found out is slightly obstructed, and my other is for my friend who had surgery. With.
All right, let's do you first, Joseph.
Okay, when you say your airway, you're talking about your trachea?
Well, I think so. They check my lung, my breathing test. My oxygen isn't as high as it should be. It's from instead of 98, 99, it goes 90 to 90. Mm-hmm. Sometime in the day, it'll go up to 95, 96.
Okay, let me ask you a couple of quick questions. Do you have any skin issues, any eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis?
No, I don't.
Don't. Okay, what about bowel problems? Any constipation, diarrhea?
No, not yet.
How old are you and how much do you weigh?
72. I weigh 160, 170.
Okay, do you have any ringing in your ears, any tone like a...
No, not yet.
Okay. Do you have any balance problems?
No, the only thing I do have is GERD, but I don't think GERD causes that. It started out with GERD. I think it's just two separate issues.
And he's visually impaired too, Doc.
Yes, Doc.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And your vitamins, is there a place where we can get them for low cost? I heard of
we'll sell them to you for wholesale, and if you get on auto ship, I'll pay the shipping. And so you're going to get it wholesale, okay?
Okay.
And so that's why we love George, because he has such a great followers that, we – only
what
charges.
Do I do? Call your company and
no,
tell
you
them?
No, George is going to give you a number, okay? Or George or Tom's going to give you the number. You call that number, and you want how much do you weigh, sir?
170, around
okay,
there.
Okay, you want two Healthy Brain and Heart packs per month, two Healthy Brain and Heart packs per month, and then that'll give you three of the EFAs twice a day and three of the EFA pluses twice a day plus all the other nutrients. Don't say, well, there's so many of them, I'll just take one a day and it'll last me a year. No, you want to take three of the EFAs twice a day and three of the EFA pluses twice a day.
I'll give you the number, Joe, right after you're done talking, because you had one more question for Doc. Go ahead.
Yes, I have a friend, you can tell me that, after who had surgery with the prostate. He has to take an antibiotic, and they're telling him to drink 8 or 16 ounces of water a day. If he doesn't take his antibiotic, it comes up, it throws up a little bit, but he has a lot of problems with his bowel. It comes out all at once and two or three times,
okay,
a couple hours.
Does he have any other issues? How about pressure, diabetes, skin problems?
Let's move on, Doc, because we're running out of time.
Okay, sure. Okay, so basically, he needs one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight, one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. And I would also give him the de-stress capsules, three of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight, and the ultimate enzymes. I'd give him the ultimate enzymes for digestion, and I'd give him two of those 2 minutes before each meal with a couple ounces of water. But don't forget, no bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, wheat, butter, and oats.
Joe, the operators are listening to the program. They know your voice, but here's that phone number, 1-855-949-7234, and you can mention that Doc said he'd help out and try to help you. Doc, you've mentioned a couple times to people if they have hiccups. Tell me why.
Okay, when you have a squeezing of the 10th cranial nerve, the vagus nerve, it's very common to get hiccups because there's of the vagus nerve, there's a branch called the recurrent branch, and it controls the diaphragm. And when that 10th cranial nerve gets squeezed, as it's coming out of the skull, when you have osteoporosis of the skull, it causes hiccups. And you get people say, I have hiccups for 5 minutes every morning when I wake up. I just go crazy for the first 5 minutes after I wake up. I get the hiccups. That's because that recurrent branch of the 10th cranial nerve, the vagus nerve, is being squeezed. And, of course, you can get rapid heart rate. You can get atrial fibrillation. You get reflux. You get gastroparesis. You get bloating in your stomach with a lot of pain. They think you have a gastric ulcer. And it's just squeezing of that 10th cranial nerve from osteoporosis of the skull. I have a book coming out before the end of the year here. It's called It's All in Your Head, and it goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull.
Wow, that's amazing. All right, so final text and tweet. What do you have, Tom?
This one's a tweet from Carlos. Is there really a cure for cancer? How much longer do you think we have to wait?
Okay, well, cancer is totally preventable. It's not genetic. It doesn't just happen. It's self-inflicted. You have to stay away from the bad foods, fried foods, processed meats, oils, glutens, wheat, butter, oats, and sugar. And then you need to supplement with all the things your body needs to defend itself. Your immune system is your best friend here, you know, when you're talking about cancer. And so you want to take one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. You take our BTT 2.0 tablets, take three of those twice a day. That'll be one bottle a month. It's a big bottle. It gives you an enormous amount of support for your immune system. It's our big – well, we also have a liquid. It's called the Muscadine Liquid Grapeseed Extract. It comes in a liquid quart. And you take 1 ounce twice a day of that. I take it just for prevention of cancer. And it was a wonderful thing. They did a study in 1912 and then again in 1996 on just one trace mineral selenium. It reduces, if you take 200 micrograms a day, it reduces your risk of colorectal cancer by 95%, breast cancer by 82%, prostate cancer by 69%. And by doing these things and staying away from the bad stuff, you're not going to get cancer. But if you're just, you know, you're having bacon for breakfast and ham salad sandwiches for lunch, and every other day you're having sausage sandwiches, or you're having salad with bacon bits on it and stuff like that, you're going to get cancer, okay?
And maybe.
You're going to get cancer, as sure as there's gravity.
You know, the late prophet Edgar Cayce wrote that if you eat several almonds a day, you will not get cancer. It doesn't cure cancer, but he said you will not get cancer if you eat a couple almonds a day. What's in the almonds that would do that?
Okay, well, I would debate that with him. You can't guarantee you're going to...
Well, you don't want to debate him because he's on the other side now.
Yeah, but I mean, that's kind of going too far, saying you can prevent cancer by taking two almonds a day. No, I don't believe that. But at any rate, the nice thing about almonds is you're going to get some omega-3s, which is an essential fatty acid, which does support the immune system and actually helps with hormones and brain function and so forth. That's about it. It may or may not have minerals in it based on where the almond was grown, because almonds don't make minerals, and they only need three to make good seeds or nuts for the next generation. And so that would be kind of a bridge too far to say take two almonds a day and you'll prevent cancer. That's going too far.
Jason in Wisconsin, welcome to the show, Jace. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, George. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
I'm like all sorts of messed up. I got two ruptured discs in my lower back. I'm starting to get degenerative in my neck, high blood pressure, knee surgeries. So I guess I'm wondering what Doc's suggestion.
Okay, so how much do you weigh, sir?
235.
How tall are you?
5'11".
Okay, I'd like to see you weigh 185, so you're about 40, 50 pounds overweight here. And so I would go with two healthy brain and heart pasture months, give up all the bad foods, fried foods, processed meats, oils, and glutens. But because you have disc and back problems, I would go ahead and get two bottles of the glucogel, so you can take 15 a day, five with each meal. That's going to support and promote maintenance repair, cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, bone matrix itself. Then you want the vitamin D3, three of those twice a day. That's two bottles a month. You also want to take the MSM. I'd go two bottles of that since you're a big fella. Go ahead and get nine a day, three with each meal. It's going to help support maintenance repair, cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, bone, matrix, bone itself. And you said you had diabetes. Is that correct?
No, high blood pressure.
Oh, high blood pressure. Okay. Then for the high blood pressure, I'd get yourself two bottles a month of the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. Take three of those twice a day, three twice a day, and that will support healthy blood pressure and help support healthy blood flow through even blocked arteries. And if you stay away from the bad stuff, you take the good stuff, your arteries will repair themselves. Even if you have 80, 90% blockage in your coronary arteries, your brain arteries, your kidney arteries, your arteries have the capacity to heal themselves, but you have to stop the ongoing damage by getting rid of the bad stuff forever. You can never go back to eating fried foods, processed meats, oils, or glutens. And it's a miracle. That your body has that capacity to heal itself without surgery. Remember, the cardiologist killed Neil Armstrong a couple of weeks ago. They had to pay his family $6 million because he had plaque in his coronary arteries, and they killed him doing a bypass surgery. And all he had to do is what I just told you, and Neil Armstrong would be ready to land on the moon again.
Yeah, no, he died over a year ago, Doc.
Okay, so over a year ago. I just read about it the other day.
Oh, all right. And here's that phone number, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO for you, Jason. If you missed any of the information, the website is criticalhealthnews.com. Lots of free videos there. Jim in Chicago, take it away, Jimmy.
Hello, Doc.
Yes, sir.
Good to, and hello, George.
Hey, Jim.
Good to talk to you. Doctor, I have I'm loaded with osteoarthritis. I was diagnosed in the Mayo Clinic back in 2007. I got osteoarthritis in my ankles, my knees. I had my hip replaced last year.
Do you have any high blood pressure or diabetes?
No, I don't.
Okay, so your primary complaint is arthritis.
Osteoarthritis.
Osteoarthritis. Yeah. Okay. How much do you weigh, sir?
I weigh around 163.
Okay, 163. I'd go ahead with two healthy bone and joint packs per month, a full dose of everything twice a day. Get a hold of two bottles of the MSM, so you can take nine of those a day, three with each meal. Of the MSM, again, support, maintenance, repair, cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between vertebrae, bone, makes the bone itself. Get the vitamin D3, two bottles a month, so you can take three of those twice a day. And the nice thing about the healthy bone and joint packs, each of them will have a wide mouth jar of the CM cream, which is a topical pain reliever. You can put that on your knees, your elbows, your neck, your back, your hips, toes, fingers, wherever you have arthritis pain. And you'll get a couple hours of serious relief. And you can, you know, put it on before you go to bed so you can sleep well without having pain to wake you up at night. Put it on when you first wake up in the morning and two or three times during the day. And so you get that topical relief so you don't have to worry about getting prescriptions for opioids, which will kill you, okay?
Doc, why do so many people get their knees and hips replaced? I mean, it's unbelievable.
Well, that's because that's how orthopedic surgeons make their money. 30 years ago, a knee replacement was $5,000. Today, it's $50,000 per knee. So if they do both knees, it's $100,000 they just made in a half hour.
Oh, my gosh.
And so it's a money-making machine. And, of course, doctors never talk about nutrition. If you tell them I'm taking vitamins and minerals, well, that's your problem. Get off your vitamins and minerals, okay? But if they take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack and they're taking the MSM, the vitamin D3, staying away from all the bad stuff so they can maximize absorption, no gluten, no wheat, brown round oats, your body has the capacity, it has the equipment, and it wants to rebuild itself, but it needs raw materials. It's just like having the blueprint for your dream house, but you don't have carpenters and roofers and bricklayers, and you don't have bricks and shingles and nails and so forth and electricians. And so no matter how good the blueprint is, without the tradesmen and without all the raw materials, you're not going to get your house.
You got that
same
right.
Way with maintenance, repair your body. You
Doc,
have equipment.
Always good talking to you. I'll see you in Chicago at the health show, full of information at events at coasttocoastam.com.